Steve Weissman is a consultant and best practices educator in content, process, and records management. He enables clients to work better and work better together and to derive maximum total value from their information as well as their information solutions. We're talking today about ECM and document management system implementations that don't live up to their potential. Steve, why do so many ECM implementations barely scratch the surface of the technology's capabilities?
I think it's because organizations so quickly get overwhelmed by all the choices they have. They often end up simply doing what they set out to do, perhaps at the most specific, without really thinking about all the more they could be doing for little or no extra investment. What ends up happening is that people, I think, get left feeling like they were promised a bill of goods. Or you ask them, well, how did it go? And they go, well, that didn't work so well. When in fact, it probably did work just fine. But they got so wrapped up in solving the particular point problem that they left the promised value on the table because they didn't take the time to pursue it, or it didn't occur to them that there was value left to pursue and nobody pointed it out to them. So that's what I'm here for.
Steve, consulting sounds like a great option for organizations that are still in the planning phases of ECM implementation. But for organizations that have already taken the plunge, how can you help a business that has already implemented ECM?
I tend to start by working with them to understand and articulate with specificity the business problem they're trying to solve, not the kind of technology they might need. I've had clients call and ask me to help with their content management problem, but you know, it turns out that what they really needed was a good bit of process automation. Could they do a better job of tagging and versioning their content? Sure. But what was really in their way was an inability to work effectively. So it actually was a different problem than they thought they had. What I do is I focus on the business first and then work outward from there, looking at the needs, helping prepare the RFP, evaluate the vendors, do the change management during care and aftercare, if you will. I can do it with them. I can do it for them. I can teach them how to do it for themselves. My goal is just that they do end up with a true solution, not just a pile of useful but, you know, vaguely disappointing pieces of software. I'll give you the example. I have a client right now, and their journey actually started with the need to replace their ERP system, you know, accounting and human resources and stuff. What really set them apart is they're really a sharp bunch, and they realized that a lot of their other systems utilized information stored in the ERP system. So rather than simply run out and buy a new backend, they decided to take the time to figure out what those interconnections are so that they can end up with an infrastructure that works in a much more seamless way. Otherwise, you end up with a whole bunch of separate silos and a lot of duplicate information, and you're never quite sure which is the real one. And so that was a great example of planning that involved both something existing and something new.
How can you help a company that already has an ECM system but is considering replacing it?
Well, the answer is actually not all that different than the one I just gave, because it's still all about finding the best solution to a business problem or a set of problems. The biggest difference probably is that there's existing content and process engines to deal with, especially if those engines are going to be phased out, because then there's a whole migration strategy to contend with. It all still starts with the business need and why the system's being replaced and what the new system's expected to do, how long the new system's supposed to last, and all that kind of stuff. I've fallen in the habit of saying it all starts with the planning. And in fact, the planning is the work, because you got to get that right first.